Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for this wonderful encouragement this morning that we think of the wonderful words that you said to your disciples. And so you say to us now, because we have left the world, we our minds are set on you, because our lives are hid with you in God. And so we just thank you. As the Father sent you, so you send us. Jesus' name, your will be done. Thank you for insight now, light for this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Matthew 9, verse 35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every weakness among the people.
Hallelujah. Yeah, we just see the beauties. It's this gospel that needs to be shared. And gospel is good news. Bad news, bringing a bad life, a bad testimony, came in through Adam. But now the last Adam has come to take it away. One came to take it away for all. So it's so important we wake up to the good news. And the good news is relevant to God's destiny for mankind, his plan for man. And it was his love. He predestined us in Christ before the foundation of the earth. So that's where we find the reality of God's goodness in Jesus. That's why we are surrendered to Jesus, born again, receive a spirit that knows the heart of God, knows the thoughts that he has towards us, and then we got to be led by the Spirit. So I just want to go to a beautiful prophecy. And it's in Isaiah 40 that opens up this gospel. And this gospel is something that we got to take hold of, because the gospel, the good news, is the power of God for salvation. So there's no salvation, there's no freedom, there's no glory, there's no splendor, there's no inheritance, there's no beautiful destiny without being born again and knowing the gospel. And then standing on it, sharing this gospel in word and in deed. And it's in Isaiah 40, and it goes like this. It says, "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended." And one thing we need to know, you know, that these prophecies were written bringing the heart of God out for all mankind. And these guys, as it says in Peter, the letters of Peter, they searched and they said, "When was this for?" And then they saw it was not for them, but for us. Why was it not for them? Because the sufferings of Christ hadn't come, and the consequent glory. We are in the consequent glory now because the sufferings have come. And as you can see here, so we need to see this as a spiritual reality that has come. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem. Who's that? That's comfort my people, the people that are in the kingdom. We have come to the heavenly Jerusalem. And now the heavenly Jerusalem is for whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Jesus died for Jew and Gentile. And that's why he said to the Jews even as well, just before he left, and that he would love to comfort them like a hen would comfort the chickens, but they wouldn't. And then he says, "And you will be desolate until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" So just like we saved, they need to be saved. We come individually to the Lord, and then we enter his kingdom. And I mean, just thinking about this, we see the Jerusalem in the natural is now in warfare. So this is speaking to the kingdom kids, the people God has called out to be his people. Separate you, called out and separated unto him. And he says, "Your warfare is ended and your iniquities is pardoned." One died for all. Sins have been taken away. And you now have embraced that and you've come into the kingdom. And then he goes on, "That she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins." That's beautiful. Yeah. We receive double. And so those are the ones that has come, we receive double. And then what is this double? 2 Corinthians 5 verse 21 says, "He who knew no sin became sin so that we can become the righteousness of God." So we see the double. Sin is a done deal when you have come to Jesus and come in through the door and you're on the broad way. It's been dealt with, taken away. But more than that, you have got righteousness now so that you can become righteous. So that's the answer. You see, if sin has just been taken away and there is no glory, there's no restoration, there's no great and precious promises, there's no mercies that are new every morning, you'll still be just picking up your sin every day and walking in it. So we need to understand that. And the righteousness is the answer for all darkness, for every lie of the evil one. So we, the righteousness of God is the glory of God that we're taking hold, that original intent that has now been restored for each and every one of us. And he goes on and he says, so cry this out in the wilderness and in the desert and in every valley. So this is the word we bring to the world. Amen. Make way for the Lord. Amen. Let him come in. And then he says, every valley will be lifted up and every mountain and hill will be made low. And the unleavened ground shall become level and the rough places a plain. So God is bringing down the high, the mountains, the proud, the arrogant, and he's lifting up the valleys. What is the valleys? Everyone has been made by God. They spirit. And so he's lifting up the spirit. Those, and the spirit carries the very intentions of God, the, your name written in heaven. So it's your spiritual realities come to the fore once you're born again and you enter into the kingdom and you wake up and you take hold of the light and you declare the light and you walk in it. You are God's workmanship for good works. That comes to pass in our lives. Amen. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed and all flesh shall see it, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. And then he goes on and the voice says, cry. And then Isaiah says, what shall I cry? And then we just see all he knows is carnality. All he knows is the fall, because he just talks about the flesh as like the grass. And that's what he knows. But we know that the kingdom comes and the kingdom takes away all the dross and all the deception and all the lies. And the for the child of God, the flesh, your body is a showcase. Your body is a temple of the living God. And it showcases God's goodness, that all of life can be swallowed up in glory, because he starts in the spirit and it comes into the soul and then it is demonstrated and seen in the flesh, that the goodness of the Lord is here for the land of the living. Okay? And then the good thing that he says, the positive thing, but the word of the Lord stands forever. So there's one thing he knows. And then now we hear God again bring the gospel, the good news. Go up on a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, New Jerusalem, kingdom kids, herald of good news. Lift up, fear not. Say to the cities of praise, behold your God. Behold, your God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those who are with young. So we can see, guys, the goodness of the Lord is available, and we've got to take hold of it and we've got to push into it. Because as we are seeing it and taking hold of it, that experience can then go out into the world, because then man sees that the goodness of the Lord is here and it's for the land of the living. So arise and shine, for your light has come, and the goodness of the Lord is here to be experienced and then to be shared with the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.